Hare Krishna, here we are still in Turku, and quite a successful day yesterday, aside from my having caught a cold, because it's so cold here, and on top of that, they still open the windows to vent things out, and yesterday, Shri Bihari went, although he somehow misunderstood his presence here, and they registered him as one of the participants, one of the religious leaders. I guess they naturally understood his effulgence and spiritual potency, but instead he used that spiritual potency to distribute books and went downtown to Turku and distributed books there, did well, although all evening he was complaining to me about how much Tamagun these people are in and how different they are, for instance, from the Swedes, who are much more cleaner and neater and more sane than folks here. But anyway, be that as it may, he distributed lots of books and did well. And well, one topic I just wanted to touch on, which I had discussed with members of the Hungarian leadership already, not that you would have heard about it, was that in my sort of stepping back from my duties as GBC, I hope to be able to have more time, and the idea was that I would have more time to preach and more time to spend with devotees. And by that I mean initiated devotees, older devotees, young devotees, disciple aspirants, and so on. And I'll give an example of that in a moment. Very often, sometimes someone wants to talk to me, I speak with him for half an hour or an hour. Ultimately, I'm just hearing myself talk. I know myself pretty well. But it doesn't necessarily let me get to know a person that well. I get to, that way it takes generally many years of service before I get to see where someone is really at, unless coincidentally they are sort of serving with me, which aside from Hungarian devotees doesn't really happen. So, but if devotees spend time with me, if I see what they do, if they see how they serve, then it becomes a whole different story when I'm in New Brajadam, especially there for men. They can stay in the house that I stay. Ladies can stay in ladies ashram nearby, where their accommodation can be arranged. And I'm talking about men, women, old devotees, young devotees, teenagers, school devotees could also be included. And of course that has been the case in the past. So in New Brajadam or in Budapest, or when I travel, when I go to Turkey or the UK, or now I'm also going to Bucharest, that's all sort of really open field, and I'm really able to spend some time with devotees. They get to know me, I get to know them. I think it's a good reciprocal relationship. For instance, I had from the UK, Hungarian Bhakta Bela, stay with me for the last week. And Govinda Maharaj called him Lagosi Bela. Lagosi Bela. And, well, we didn't talk very much. I asked him if he wanted to talk. We sat down a little. He didn't have much to speak about, but he did lots of service. He was especially pulling water from the well. because he stayed from the well and doing other services. But by seeing that, I really got to, I got to know him. And let's say I got to know him a lot better than if I spent an hour talking to him. So that's something that I would like, so that I can spend more time with devotees, get to know them better. So the reason why I don't like accepting disciples so much out of my area of service, because then how will I get to know them? And of course, this goes for, well, disciples we don't have in Russia, UK, mostly, and of course they're in Hungary. But don't get in touch with me. If you want to book in time, then Shambi Harry's in charge of that, my assistant. He does this very well. He discusses it with me, and then we make arrangements for when's the best time for devotees to come. India, well, when it comes to India, then I may want to have my own time, and at that time, devotees, if they come there, they may not get to see me very much. But it's not out of the question. It's just something that needs to be negotiated. So that's what I wanted to talk about, deepening relationships by association. Hare Krishna.